90.7 New Life FM. I'm Daniel Britt, and joining me on the phone right now is Mark Lowry. Mark, it's good to have you here on New Life FM.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to be with you.
And we're here to talk about a great concert event. The God is Crazy About You tour is coming to Southside Baptist Church in Warner Robins on October the 2nd. And this, let me just start here, Mark, because you sort of scared us. When you left the vocal band, you said you were taking time off to do laundry, and some of us thought you're probably tired of the road, and you'd probably never go on the road again. And we were, in a way, we were sad. We were disappointed, but I'm glad to see you back on the road. And tell us about the God is Crazy About You tour and what's involved.
Well, you know, the one thing I've been talking about a lot on the road is the fact that God is crazy about us. He's not, you know, anybody who'd love you enough to die for you is in your corner. And on this tour, I'm bringing Lord Song with me and Stan Whitmire. They've been traveling with me for the past year. And we decided to rename the tour from just an evening with Mark Lowry to what it's really all about, that God is crazy about us. And it's a wonderful night. It's the most fun I've had on the road. And when I left the vocal band, I thought I'd said all I had to say, but I found out I got a little bit more.
Well, we're glad you're back. It's a mix of comedy and a mix of music. My grandfather loves your singing, and probably more so than he likes the comedy.
Well, you know what I love about these concerts is that everybody from the cradle to the grave is out there. We should call it From Diapers to Depends Tour.
You're right.
I look out there, there's everything from babies and walkers to grannies and walkers, and I love that. I love that the Gaither Vocal Band videos have given me the older people, and then my videos have drawn the younger people, and they all show up, and I think it's just incredible.
Speaking of the Gaither videos, you and Bill Gaither have released a series called Best of Mark and Bill. Is that a re-release of some of the best comedy bits and best singing?
Yeah. When I met Mrs. Billy Graham, Ruth Graham, she said, I get so tired of fast-forwarding through all that music to get to you and Bill. So we put out some videos where it's just all the comedy that Bill and I have done for the past 13 years. And a two-volume set of DVD or video. And they seem to be doing real well. People seem to enjoy them, so I'm glad he did that. It's just our shtick through the years.
and there's a lot of charisma between you two. I mean, was that developed or is that natural?
When I first joined the group, he would have me do some monologues. See, I'd never been on stage with anyone else. I'd traveled 8 years since college by myself, and then I joined the vocal band and was still doing my solo dates too, but Bill would interrupt me when I was doing a monologue, and at first I thought, why is he interrupting me? So I would kind of sass him back and people would laugh, and then it just kind of developed from that point to where we ended up doing, you know, complete routines together, and people seemed to enjoy the chemistry we have. And I'm still doing, you know, I left the vocal band. I didn't leave the homecoming group. I just got back from Israel with them, and I'll be doing the Christmas tour with them this year. And so now that I'm not in the vocal band, I have time to do dates like what I'm doing at Southside Baptist on October 2nd. But before I couldn't do that because Bill took all the weekends and there was just no time to do any solo dates. So now I get to do both, and I'm really excited about that.
Speaking of the Israel taping, I seem to remember several years back when you were scheduled to go over there, I think with maybe Jerry Falwell or somebody, and it was canceled at the last minute because of the fighting over there. How was this trip different? I mean, it's a very key part of the country right now.
Well, going with Jerry Falwell or going with Bill Gaither are two different things. Jerry Falwell is more of a target.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Bill Gaither doesn't cause quite as much controversy. But so I felt very safe over there. I felt very safe. I felt as safe there as I do here.
Well, good. A project that you've released, I guess this was last year, Some Things Never Change. Is that your latest regular recording aside from the Christmas?
Right. It's all music. It's just all singing. It's like the project, but seriously. And it's just songs that I can do in the concert and, you know, Because I've always sung and then talked, you know, in concerts.
Right,
so
right.
They gave me some new material for the concert. And there's songs that are full of grace, which is what I love.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that we have a gracious God. The difference between our religion and all the other world's religions, I think, is grace.
Mm.
That God loves us. He's not mad at us, and he's not a dictator in the sky just barking out orders, but he has come to the earth and become one of us. And lived amongst us and
absolutely
knows what we're going through. And so I look for songs that express that and stories that express that. So when people leave the concert, they leave knowing that God is out of his ever-loving mind over us. And that's what I really believe.
I like as Steve Brown puts it, God is not a child abuser.
No, absolutely. I love that. Mm, that's very good.
That is good. With the tour that's coming, Stan Whitmire, fantastic pianist from here in Atlanta, actually.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he played at my wedding last year. And
he
just broken his foot or sprained his foot or something. So he had this huge cast, but didn't affect his piano playing at all. He's an extraordinary pianist. We'll look forward to seeing him.
He is one of the most incredible pianists I've ever heard. I think people are really going to love him if they haven't heard him already.
Mm.
He's been on a lot of the Gaither videos. And Lord Song went with us over to Israel, so they were on their first Gaither video, which I'm excited for them, because that'll give them a lot of new exposure that they haven't had.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to love them. I think they're the modern-day Second Chapter of Acts. Do you remember Second Chapter of Acts?
I do, and we still play some of Second Chapter of Acts.
Yeah. I think
great music.
Caliber of a trio.
We play Lord's Song a lot too here on New Life FM, Mark, and they're sort of a spinoff in a way of the Roops, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Kim Lord is was before she was married. She was Kim Roop, and she is she and Michael Lord got married, and they started this group, and with Amber Frank, and Amber and Kim are just incredible singers, and so is Michael. They're mm-hmm. just a great group.
To put a local spin on, Amber Franks is from Warner Robins, and that's where the concert's going to be held on October 2nd at Southside Baptist Church there. In fact, I first heard Amber with her family group called the Franks. And,
oh, really?
And it was at, an American Red Cross local fundraiser or maybe just a concert event they were doing. But they were just a local group, and when I heard the talent coming from the Franks, and especially from Amber, I'm thinking, yeah, they may be local, but they're not going to be local for long if they keep that up. And I'm glad
well,
to see Amber.
Well, everybody's local at one point.
Well, you're right. Year, you know? You're right.
You know, and she is just a very talented young lady. In fact, she's fixing to get married, too.
Oh, good, good.
And she's just a wonderful, wonderful person. They're great to travel with. You know, we're going to be traveling a lot together this year, and it's good to be on the... You know, I've always been blessed because I've never been on the bus with anybody who was hard to get along with. From my time with the Gaithers or time with the Lord's Song, it's just been an incredible journey for me, and I'm real blessed to be traveling with them. We're looking forward to being there. It's going to be a fun night. I hope everybody will come out.
Yeah, and you know, it does seem like a lot of fun. I get to keep up to date with what you're doing with the tour through this internet empire that you have built at marklowry.com. That thing has caught on like wildfire. I mean, I remember when I was first introduced to the internet, I think there was a marklowry.com, and ever since then...
Yeah, I think I was one of the first to get in on it. I don't know. I've always been into computers, and
uh-huh.
I've written nearly everything. Every song I've ever written, I think I wrote on a laptop computer. And so I remember trying to talk Bill into getting a website. I said, Bill, it is the future. I kept trying to tell him, people, you can write something, put it up on the web, and people in China can read it immediately. I mean, yeah, I kept trying to explain it to him, and he would kind of look at me with that dumb stare of his, you know.
Well,
but now he's got a great website.
Oh, he does, yeah. And the early Gaither website was not updated very often, but as soon as GaitherNet hit, it caught on big as well. I remember we interviewed Babby Mason, and I was trying to bring up something that was discussed on the Mark Lowry Show, which is an internet web show, and I just asked the question, but I said the Mark Lowry Show as if it was on every, you know, major television network or something. But
right.
I had to explain what the Mark Lowry Show is about. So why don't you do that? What is the Mark Lowry Show?
Well, during my time off with after leaving the vocal band, I started it. It's just my video camera in my home. When friends would stop by, I would just interview them. And And then I learned how to turn those into real player files, which is a free program that you can get, you know, to watch them on. And you can sit and watch it anywhere in the world on your computer, on your laptop or your home computer or your office computer. And you just go to marklowry.com and click on the link that says Mark Show, and you can watch a whole backlog of shows. And the cool thing is they start when you want them to start. You don't have to be there on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. It's just whenever you want to watch it, you can click on it, and there it is.
They are very, very entertaining, and in the instance where you were in Vestal's kitchen cooking, I actually used that. It was Christmas, I think it was around Christmas time. The whole family was together, and we just got this spur-of-the-moment idea to make that coconut cake.
Oh, did you?
And so we turned the video on, and I could use the play and pause buttons and go step-by-step through it, and that's how we made Vestal's coconut cake.
Oh, my goodness.
With the Mark Lowry Show.
That is great.
We're going to have a lot of fun with Mark and Stan Whitmire and Lord Song on Saturday night, October 2nd, in Warner Robins, Georgia, at Southside Baptist Church. And, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you and catching all the updates. The new Christmas CD is already out, isn't it?
No, it comes out in the end of October.
Well, we'll wait for that then, and we'll look forward to Christmas time when it can really, really sink in and it
and
will enjoy the music.
And you can listen to clips of it on marklowry.com.
Well, good. Really, you are the Oprah of the Internet, I think, because you've got everything.
Well, thank you. What a compliment.
Everything is there. Now, if you'll just give everybody in your audience a car like she did, then we'll be in good business.
If I can get Pontiac to donate them like she did, I'd be happy to.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thanks for being here on New Life FM. We'll look forward to seeing you next month.
Thank you, Daniel. God bless.
Mark, you're a star. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We'll see you.
Thank you, Daniel.
We'll see you next month. Okay, buddy?
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.